Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 89, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 63, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the school year draws closer for the fall school semester, the state of Kansas is reminding parents about the new program known as KEEP of the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, providing $1,000 for each qualifying student in a family to be able to get school supplies for the fall school semester.
It was very exciting because they actually offered her $1,000 for her to, you know, get school supplies. That's plenty. Me as a parent, it's like a blessing from God because that's just what it is, because there's not a lot of help out there.
That audio from KWCH News. According to Kansas Governor Kelly, the program is being funded by the $50 million that came into the state through the federal COVID-19 funding to meet pandemic learning losses and to provide educational resources that students need to learn at the best of their ability.
It's a great program for your kids, and they can pick out stuff that they want to buy, and they can benefit from the program. That's all that matters.
A student is eligible if the family's income is 300% or less of the federal poverty guidelines.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Gary Allen in concert. Gary Allen, Ruthless Tour. Friday, September 15th at First Council Casino. Special guest, Low Cash Cowboys. Tickets on sale now at 710.com. Don't miss Gary Allen. Music to the masses from Intervisions.
The city of Overland Park, Kansas, has been ranked as one of the top five least stressed cities across the nation, according to the latest report from WIBW.com. WIBW reports that in the latest report from the 2023's most and least stressed cities in America, Overland Park ranked number five nationwide, looking at data ranging from the average weekly work hours to unemployment rates to divorce rates and suicide rates. The city of Kansas City overall ranked 87th nationwide, one of the most stressed cities in the nation, ranking 91st for work stress, 83rd for financial stress, 150th for family stress, and 15th for health and safety stress. Wichita was number 104 nationwide, ranking 151st for work stress, 57th for financial stress, 151st for family stress, and 52nd for the health and safety stress. Some of the most stressed cities in the nation included Cleveland, Ohio at number 1, followed by Detroit, Michigan, Baltimore, Maryland, Birmingham, Alabama, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new presidential candidate coming out of the state of Nebraska, putting another notch in the political record as a new candidate that's not identifying as either Republican nor Democrat, has now started known as the Pink Party, and says they are also the first transgender woman to be on the ballot as a presidential candidate.
Children are a prized possession of America. Far too often, mothers decide to get pregnant, and children are being neglected, like myself, being personally persecuted because of the lack of oversight.
That was presidential candidate Jennifer Ney of the Pink Party on KSNB Local Channel 4. Renee says that the political agenda focuses on the polarizing school safety, deregulating trucking restrictions, and protecting children from neglect. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
First Council Casino presents Cool in the Gang. Live. Saturday, August 5th at First Council Casino. Ride the rhythm of Cool in the Gang. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Another breath of fresh air from InterVisions.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Marshall County Fair Horse Show is Thursday, and the fair continues Friday with livestock weigh-in from 2 until 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8, and the Schmitz Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Bob Lindquist with the Marshall County Fair Board extends an invitation.
It's going to be a little warm like normal, but it's fair time, I guess. So we hope to see everybody out here Thursday the 13th and goes through the 18th. There's a lot of things going on and some new items, so they'll just have to come and see what's going on, I guess. Have a good time.
Bob Lindquist will be our public affairs guest this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, as a busy weekend is ahead for the fair.
Saturday, we got the livestock judging going on. And then Saturday evening, Rewind Band is playing. And we have the figure eight races. The races start at 7, and the Rewind starts at 8.
Some changes are in store with no carnival operating this year. The operator from Oklahoma was no longer traveling this far north. Some other activities have been added Sunday that will add to the excitement.
We got bounce houses coming, three of them. We're having a car show on Sunday. There's going to be a cornhole tournament in conjunction with that. Stage at 6 o'clock, and we're hoping the car show will be over by 5 where those guys can just go on up and go through the parade.
The car show Sunday is open to anyone and will be held on the fairgrounds from 1 to 5. Also Sunday, House of the Rising Sun will perform Christian music on the square at 4. The parade begins at 6. Entry still being accepted for the fair parade Sunday evening. Call the Blue Rapids City office at 785-363-7736. This year's theme, The Place to Be in 23. Join KNDY for live reports beginning Friday afternoon with Stacey Mayer. Then throughout the day Saturday, 4-H youth who took part in the pre-fair judging last week talk about their projects and involvement. Those reports here throughout the day Saturday on KNDY. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday will be held at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 8:30 a.m. A stream advisory has been issued for the South Fork of the Nemaha River for a section north of Seneca as water contamination detected Thursday from runoff at a confined animal feeding facility and resulted in fish kill, and tests indicated that bacteria and contaminants may be present. 6 months into cleanup of the oil spill in Washington County, crews have completed shoreline cleanup and made significant progress restoring vegetation, sand, and rocks comprising the creek bed with affected material moved off-site. 35 of 37 million gallons of water have been treated so far. Some 13,000 barrels of crude oil were spilled into a section of Mill Creek in Washington County from the Keystone Pipeline in December. A groundbreaking was held recently for an expansion and remodeling project at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. The $22 million project will include a new nursing wing, emergency operations expansion, as well as surgical and services updates, including new mechanical systems.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers. Come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Judy J. Moorhead, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Judy Moorhead. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. Family is planning a celebration of life service Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road at Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram. Gary D. Buckshot Vitosh, age 77, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2:30 from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gary Buckshot Vitosh.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some storms may produce heavy rain, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. There will be another slight chance for some scattered showers on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Then showers may continue into Sunday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Temperatures warming up on Monday, some showers and thunderstorms possible, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and upper 90s. Then scattered showers may continue into Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 115. The average low, 70, and the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12.
The dog days of summer are a challenging time for avid fishermen. All about summer doldrums at the fishing hole from the old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 14th. It is the 195th day of the year, and actress Jane Lynch celebrates a birthday. For many of us, the summer doldrums are when the sun and persistent heat have drained our enthusiasm for doing much of anything. For fishermen, it means the midsummer lull when the fish just aren't biting. Here's a few tips for increasing your bite ratio. For starters, find deeper, colder water. Like us, fish are just looking for cool spots to hang out. The flowing water of a river is cooler than a lake or reservoir, and fish are generally more active there. And you might consider a night outing. Surface water will be significantly cooler, and tubers and jet skiers won't be churning it to a froth. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our best fishing days chart at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville is excited for Christmas in July. From the 14th until the 22nd, their Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere will have you hearing sleigh bells. Pre-order your ornaments and get bonus Hallmark points as Reflections in Marysville rings in the Keepsake Ornament Premiere event. July 14th through the 22nd.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
You'll be pressed to find a better deal at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Every Friday this summer, stop by and get your free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
MSC Boutique invites you to shop their $5 racks of beautiful boutique name-brand clothing with more deals found inside during the Waterville Sidewalk Sale, July 13th through the 15th. Open normal business hours. MSC Boutique. Big city style with small town service.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been almost a week off for the Kansas City Royals to try and take some time and recoup after their four-game series against the Cleveland Guardians and wrapping up that series 1-3 for the series and getting into the halfway point of their regular season as they're back home at Kauffman Stadium now with a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch is tonight at 7:10 as they look to get back on track and turn their season around after losing each series so far. The four-game series against Cleveland ended up keeping Guardians at the top of the AL Central with an overall record right now sitting at 500 at 45-45. It also kept the Royals at the bottom of the AL Central and now at 26-65 for their season. The Tampa Bay Rays will be another challenge for the Royals as they are atop the AL East sitting 58-35 for the overall season, but they are 23-20 on the road. After this three-game series, the Royals go on to remain at Kauffman Stadium to take on another four-game series against the Detroit Tigers starting on Monday.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
We are just months away from the kickoff of college football across the nation with Kansas State and Kansas University getting geared up for the 2023 football season with the latest ranking showing that Kansas State may be picked for second place in the Big 12 with the Jayhawks coming in at ninth in the early season predictions. KIGG News reports that according to the Big12Sports.com, the rankings are in with Kansas State coming off their Big 12 championship from last year, having placed second with 14 votes and 858 points in the rankings, just behind Texas, who's ranked at number one going into the season. The top five include Texas, Kansas State, the Oklahoma Sooners, Texas Tech at number four, and TCU at number five. Kansas State starts off their regular season with game number one set for September 2nd against Southeast Missouri State. The Kansas Jayhawks start their game number one starting on September 1st against Missouri State. The number one ranked Texas Longhorns are starting off their series against Rice, with the Oklahoma Sooners starting off the season against Arkansas State. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team, after a win versus Beloit earlier in the week, fell to Concordia, the top seed in zone play, 8-1, then dropped a 7-6 decision to Beloit, ending the season for Marysville American Legion Post 163.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. Attendance is rewarded with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work required hours. Landall's working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com or call today. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer. Vets and disabilities, welcome.
Conflicts between Native Americans and westward-moving settlers took place around Fort Wallace in western Kansas during the years around the Civil War. However, it was an encounter in 1874 that led to a search for four young girls who had been taken captive. Their story, a part of books and movies yet today, is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news and the weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
The Fort Wallace Museum in Wallace, Kansas, recalls many events, including an encounter between Native Americans and a family traveling westward.
It was 1874 when they thought all the Indian conflicts were over. And this family had come from Georgia and were pushing their way to Colorado.
As Jane Humphrey Pierce explains, the family from Georgia met a party of Southern Cheyenne, some of whom had survived the Sand Creek Massacre perpetrated against them.
It's a group of Cheyenne. They were still out for vengeance, and they killed five members of this family called the German family. They killed five members and took four little girls captive.
The story of what happened to those four little girls is one that played out over the course of several months.
There are four girls, age 17, 12, 7, and 5. They were taken two by two, the two older girls and the two younger girls, and were split up between the bands.
The search was on to rescue the girls from the Cheyenne.
The two little girls were actually abandoned on the prairie for about 6 weeks, and they survived by eating parched corn and berries and little bits of things they could find on the trail.
Soldiers found the girls on the trail. Both survived. Finding the older pair took more time.
The two older girls, their release was negotiated down in, near Pampa, Texas, and they were released to the soldiers. The four girls grew to adulthood, and their stories are documented in a couple of books and now films.
The story and several artifacts belonging to the German family can be found here at this well-done museum in western Kansas. Traveling the countryside in Wallace, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
You just never know the secrets your plants are holding. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California woman explores the link between botany and booze as she's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Grapes give us wine, scotch comes from barley, rum from sugarcane, and bourbon from corn. In other words, your favorite cocktails started in the dirt. Amy Stewart of Eureka, California is an author, garden writer, and has a deep appreciation for botanicals in our favorite alcoholic drinks. She says she was walking through a liquor store with a friend and started naming off all the plants that were listed on the bottles.
Oh, look, there's agave, and there's corn, and there's potatoes. And so from that, I was like, you know what? Somebody should really write a book about that. Because if you think about it, every single thing in all of these bottles is a plant. They're nothing but plants. And I don't think anybody has talked about that really from the point of view of the plants.
So Amy started researching plants that become alcohol, their origins and traditions, and wrote a lighthearted book called The Drunken Botanist. For example, American colonists fermented parsnips, and Ugandans make beer from bananas. She says if you know how your favorite spirits evolved, you'll have a better idea of what to pair them with in the glass. She also writes about plants that are added to alcohol to change its flavor. On the side, Amy grows her own cocktail garden.
So for instance, I have elderflowers, which are used in French liqueurs. I grow sloes, which is a very tart fruit and is an ingredient in slow gin. But then I also have a lot of little herbs and small fruits and vegetables that are just garnishes. Like there's a particular mint that is best for mint juleps, so I grow that one. And there's a different one that's best for mojitos, so I have that one as well.
Amy says she's hosted many parties to hone her research and writing. Learn more about The Drunken Botanist at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden.
The sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their you ever charted out a plan and then as soon as you start to act on it, things go the opposite way from what you intended, but ultimately end up turning out okay? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It can be easy to feel this way about your financial situation. Maybe you had an idea of where you'd be at a certain point in life, and frankly, you're not there. But things are actually better than you imagined. While we can't predict the future, we can prepare for it. One way to better prepare is to enlist a financial professional. A financial professional can help you put together a strategy that outlines your current wants, needs, and wishes. They're also great at identifying risks and challenges and some opportunities you might encounter along the way. And just remember, it's okay for things to turn out differently than you intended. You can be better prepared if you have a plan, and you'll have greater financial clarity when it comes to your finances, so you can live out your faith with more meaning and gratitude.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Come on out and join Vance Gerdes Funeral Home for the Jefferson County Fair. Check out the 4-H exhibits, carnival, delicious food, and so much more. There is sure to be something for everyone, from your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years.
Some information about housing assistance from USDA for low and moderate income rural residents. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The Rural Development Agency within the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a variety of programs available to assist lower-income rural residents in many parts of the country. Rural Housing Service Administrator Joaquin Altoro.
The Single Family Housing Direct Home Loan Program is where we work directly with the borrower and helping the families that they can either buy or build homes in rural America. There's something called the Single Family Housing Guaranteed Program, and that program actually works with a partner bank, a private lending institution. We have a home repair loan and a grant program that provides loans and grants to help families and individuals repair their homes to make them safer and healthier places to live. That program that I know that is very helpful to our elderly in rural America. The Mutual Self-Help Housing Grant Program, which provides grants to qualified organizations that we work with that help them to carry out local self-help housing construction projects that usually building 5 to 12 single family homes at a time. And our rental assistance, that's through our multifamily housing programs that helps rural people by being able to afford their rent.
The Rural Development website offers tools to see if you might qualify for these programs. You can visit rd.usda.gov and look under Programs and Services. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, heifers are some of the most valuable assets for a dairy operation. Here's Chad Smith.
They are the future of the milking herd and ultimately determine the profitability and longevity of your business. Dr. Rebecca Klopp, calf and heifer specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition, talks about early calf care and nutrition as a foundation for the future health of your replacement dairy heifers.
Now, when we talk about colostrum, it's not just as simple as the calf got colostrum or it didn't get colostrum. The first one is quality. So making sure that that colostrum that the calf is consuming is considered high quality. And then the second thing to consider is how much of that colostrum calves are getting. The recommendation is about 10% of the calf's body weight they need in colostrum to get enough passive transfer of antibodies. The next important thing is the timing of that colostrum feeding. So it's really essential that calves get colostrum within the first 4 hours after being born. The next thing to consider is cleanliness. So just making sure that anything that the colostrum comes in contact with, making sure that it's clean and sanitary and free from bacteria. And then it's also really important after colostrum that calves get a high quality milk or milk replacer.
After nutrition, she talks about other important factors in early life care.
Making sure that the environment that a calf is born into is clean and sanitary. Calves already have a naive immune system. They don't have a whole lot of protection until they get those maternal antibodies. It's really important when the calf is born and it hits the ground that the environment that it's in is clean, it's dry. We're trying to reduce the manure exposure.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Hybrid Pearl Millet, a medium to early palatable hay that's excellent grazing and haying and has excellent regrowth potential.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs.
Soybean fields can be damaged and even destroyed by hungry deer. One researcher is keeping deer out with repellents on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field and the shop, committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
White-tailed deer love to dine on soybeans, but if they feed heavily while the plant is growing and spreading out nodes, it can have a devastating effect on yields. Corey Heaton is an extension assistant professor of wildlife and fisheries biology at Clemson University. He's done research trials with 15 commercial chemical repellents over the past couple of years and is impressed by what he's seen.
If we can go back and use Aldecarb within the labeled rate for early season insect control in soybeans, we're getting spectacular deer control as well. So it's kind of a freebie there. And most of the commercial repellents that we've tested have produced pretty decent results on keeping deer out of those beans. Depending on the product, it looks like we get about a 10-day to 2-week window. And, of course, that's going to be dependent on rain.
Deer tend to browse on the edges of a soybean field. They will occasionally wander farther in, but Heaton says they probably feel safer staying along the edge. However, when you apply the repellent, you will have to spray more than just the edges.
You're really going to have to spray the whole field, because what we saw in research plots, when we just treat the edges of the field, the deer actually just move right through that treated area and go further out in the field and start feeding. So if you don't treat the whole field, they will walk out further and feed deeper into the field than normal.
Ideally, Hinton says plants should be treated with a repellent as soon as they emerge to give them a fighting chance. Later on, if you see deer hitting the fields, go in and spray again. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping the deer from dining on your soybeans at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we've seen some recovery today, both in grains and livestock. July corn right now, 608. That's up 14 and a half. Corn for September, 502 and a quarter right now. That's up 8 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December right now, 820 and a half. That's up 14 and a half. Also, December Kansas City wheat, 824, up 13 and 3/4. Taking a look at July oats, 391 right now. That's flat. September oats at 402. That's down 5. December oats, 417 3/4. That's down 3.5 currently. July soybeans right now, 1495 3/4. That's down 22.25. August soybeans, 1476 and 3/4. That's down 8 currently. Cotton for October, 82.86 is your current price. That's up 7 cents. December cotton at 81.49, that's down 19 cents. Live cattle for August, 179.27.5, that's up $2.37.5. October live cattle, 182.7.5, that's up $1.95. Feeder cattle for August, 246.32.5, that's up $1.32.5. And September cattle, feeder cattle right now, 248.87.5, that's up $1.55. Crude oil for August, $75.36 per barrel. That's down $1.53. September crude, $75.27. That's down $1.49. Gold for August, $1962.90. That's down 90 cents. Gold for October, $1981.70. Down $1.20. July silver, $24.90.5. That's up 13 cents. September silver, $25.19. That's up 24 cents. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 106. S&P down 1, NASDAQ up 29. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat farmers looking for high yield potential and consistency across varied conditions are choosing AgriPro brand wheat variety AP Bigfoot. Now in its second year, AP Bigfoot has demonstrated industry-leading yield potential along with acid soil tolerance and very good leaf and stripe. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate and ask about AP Bigfoot. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Proper planning for how a farming operation will move from one generation to the next is valuable. The director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, Ashley Westerhold, discusses upcoming conferences in north central Kansas that can help producers understand what they need to do.
Transition should be a very topical thing to talk about, and we are excited to just keep building momentum of how to have these conversations, how to move forward in this process, and how do we just get the process started of talking about transitioning the farm. And so if we have 15 years, that's a really good time frame to start planning and plan well. We do not necessarily want people to wait till their last day to make these decisions. And so how can we start the transfer process early and not wait?
Multiple topics relevant to succession planning will be covered.
So we will really talk about succession planning. So that will be from Dr. Hansen. Really dive into succession planning, the difference between succession and estate planning, and the importance of succession planning. Next, we will have an attorney talk about how to protect your assets. So even though we want to differentiate succession from estate planning, an attorney's role in this process is really integral in making sure that we're legally following through with what we're planning. Next, we will have an accountant talk about kind of the tax implications, managing that after-tax wealth. How do we make sure that when we go through this process, we do recognize those taxes or what we are putting ourselves out there for? And then lastly, we will talk about what are the resources in the state of Kansas that are available to the farmers and ranchers.
Having local presenters is important to Westerhold.
The thing I like about these localized conferences is that we are actually having an attorney there who works in that area of the state. So you should be feeling comfortable to reach out to them so that we're not using an attorney that covers the whole state or an attorney that is more of an educator. We are using attorneys that are practicing professionals that could be able to help you in the future. Additionally, our accountant also has local base, so we are going to use a KFMA economist, which are tax preparers, and they help across the state, and there are localized units.
That was the director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, Ashley Westerhold, with event information about where people can learn more about succession planning. Find more information by going to www.agkansitions.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Join us at the Marshall and Washington County Fairs event and gate tickets to the Kansas State Fair. Look for our table on the fairgrounds during our KNDY summer giveaway. See our Facebook page for details. We want you at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. Attendance is rewarded with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work required hours. Landall's working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com or call today. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer. Vets and disabilities, welcome.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
The great state of Kansas is home to many facets of agriculture across our rolling plains. Here in Marshall County, agriculture, food, and food processing provides 1,478 jobs and a total economic contribution of approximately $364 million. The effects of agriculture run deep, and the farmers and ranchers of Marshall County Farm Bureau are proud to call Kansas our home. Show your pride by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Go to kfb.org/join to learn more.
Good afternoon. This is Stacy with KNDY, and I have Austin Schmitz on the line with me with Schmitz Blitz. Austin, can you tell our listeners what they can expect to hear when they...
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Stacy. And yes, the Schmitz Blitz Band will be performing a variety of country music, a little bit of classic rock. Our country music selection ranges from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s, with a majority of that being 90s country music. Our choices when we choose to pick songs to learn and play for our band are mainly songs that either A, you can dance to, or B, have a lot of fiddle in them. We are a five-piece band, and we feature acoustic guitar, bass guitar, mandolin, fiddle, and drums. And we love to play country music that just gives a good beat to dance to and easy to listen to. And we also mix in a little bit of the red dirt Texas country music as well.
That sounds amazing. So people can actually get up and dance during your performance as well.
Absolutely, and we highly encourage it. Some of our song selections include artists such as George Strait, Johnny Cash, as well as some of the Red Dirt artists like Turnpike Troubadours, Tyler Childers, and Aaron Watson.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers. Come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23. The fun begins Thursday, July 13th with the horse show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 to 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday, July 15th from 4 to 8. And Schmitz Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race at 7, with Rewind Band performing free at 9. On Sunday, a car show is planned 1 to 5 p.m. for cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, ATVs, and UTVs. House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, and Pedal Pole all follow, with Susie and the Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening at 5, and Tuesday is the livestock auction following the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, 5 to 7:30, with the public welcome. The full schedule is online at mscountyfair.com. The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23, July 13th through 18th in Blue Rapids.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
Here's the latest from ABC News.